Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, everybody.
What would you like for breakfast?
Actually, I was hoping you'd make me one of your fluffernutters.
Oh, it's October 8th, National Fluffernutter Day.
We are marking National Fluffernutter Day today.
Fluffer.
Nut fluffer.
Nutter.
Peanut butter.
Marshmallow.
Sandwich.
Peanut butter. Peanut butter and...
Marshmallow.
Sweet.
Happy National Fluffernutter Day.
It's showtime!
National Fluffernutter Day.
Fluffernutter, yes.
Fluffernutter Day.
Is that something you eat, Morty? Because you can.
Oh.
No,
yeah,
Morty.
No, I can.
Yeah, I love that.
I definitely would.
Yeah.
If I had known,
yeah.
I would have.
Oh, no, it's good, actually. It's like we've talked about, like, peanut butter chiffon, mm-hmm. almost. It's like peanut butter moussey, kind
just
of.
Just sounds gross
it's
to me.
Not. Do you like peanut butter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Do you like marshmallow
it?
Or
no.
Cool Whip?
I'm not a big marshmallow guy.
Yeah.
The roasting of the marshmallows,
right.
All that stuff.
No,
I just never got into it.
It is marshmallow goo. That's what this is. It's goo. It's the marshmallow fluff.
Well, enjoy.
Yes. It's also pierogi day today.
Oh, ooh. Now you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking.
I love a good pierogi.
Same here, man.
Well, celebrate today.
Yes, eat.
There's nothing else going on, right? I mean, everybody's okay for the most part.
Yes, just continue to put on the pandemic. What is it? 20. Put on the pandemic 20 for 2020. Go ahead.
And start today if you've not done it.
Yes, that's right. If you're behind, get on it.
Just dough. The pierogies are just dough and whatever you want to put into it.
My grandma
fluffer
used to.
Pierogi.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
My grandma used to do dessert ones too with fresh apples in them. She'd
What's
do
the pierogi place here?
There's a couple of them.
There was pierogi. It was called something pierogies or something. It was over at the
it's right down the road, right?
It was at the swap meet, like outside, though. It was a separate one. And now there's a place up by me. Yeah, there's a place right up by me.
In the Summerlin?
Yes, in the Summerlin. In our republic, we have pierogies. I know.
Look
how about that?
International you guys are.
Yeah. Well, we had to background check, you know, but the pierogies are good. Yeah, oh, they're so good.
Okay. Oh. Sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the low 90s, mid to upper 80s tomorrow. So bundle up. Only about 66 outside right now. Here we go. First take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Patrick Mahomes says it was just a mental lapse when he hugged Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore. He said, I high-fived him and then I hugged him and I didn't even think about it. And Gilmore has since tested positive for COVID-19. It doesn't mean that's why, but, you know, and there's no indication that Mahomes has it or caught it or anything like that. So, but, yeah, the guys keep forgetting. It's like, what? Ah, sorry. I'm sorry.
You know what? I love that football is on and something to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Just cancel the season.
Yeah, I know.
The Raiders got it.
I know.
More and more people are getting it.
I know. It is a contact sport. I mean, let's not forget. You know, baseball, I mean, they're miles away, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but... it is a contact sport. Saturday Night Live had to pull the plug on country artist Morgan. I think it's Waylon. I am not familiar with him. He was this week's musical guest, but they saw like tons of videos. There were videos posted, pictures of him partying without a mask last weekend. He was at a couple different bars, packed bars, doing shots, woo, kissing women. And they said, yeah, we can't do it because you're coming in here.
Yeah.
And we can't do that, so maybe another time. They were very nice about it, and he felt really bad. And it's like SNL, dude. You're doing SNL.
Come I'm sure on. His record company was very happy.
Yeah, great. Good job, Morgan. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thank
PR
you.
PR people were stoked.
Yeah, here's your new contract, by the way.
Idiot.
Sales of Van Halen songs and albums are up as of now only 6,000%.
6,000.
Yeah. Since Tuesday.
Wow.
Probably will go up even more. 6,000%. And you know what? I was one of those people. I have a ton of their music, but I had to download a couple of other things as well. We have a cool unplugged performance that we're going to play a little bit of. One of my favorite songs, too. I don't know why, but one of my favorite songs. Love it. And spoiler alert.
Uh-oh.
Spoiler alert. Turn the radio down. Masked singer.
No,
spoiler alert.
I got to take off my headphones.
Spoiler alert. Take them out.
hold on.
Warning.
Thank you. The giraffe.
Oh.
The giraffe. Did you guys watch it?
No.
No, I didn't.
That's why I'm saying.
I was surprised at this one. Well, then I won't say it.
No. No, say it. Because the only thing I cared about last night was The Fly.
Oh, yes, I know. I know. Different show.
Yeah.
I know it. But I hope he's on The Masked Singer next week. Brian Austin Green.
Oh,
Beverly Hills 90210. I didn't know that either. Man, it was one they thought was Travis Barker from Blink. So, and happy birthday to Mike's man crush. Ooh. Matt Damon turns 50 years
old
today.
I'll be leaving early this morning.
Yes. Very cool. Little cake, hot dogs, have a beer. You don't do
whole
beer.
Zoom thing.
There you go. Doing the Matt Damon Zoom party. That's right. I got your born identity right here, man. Huh? Oh, boy. For now, excuse me as I choke, that is, excuse me, I'm
you
so
okay?
sorry, you guys. Yeah, I'm fine. Just choking a little bit. That is my take. I'm so sorry. Sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
Are you ready for more?
Gets me going in the morning.
The best morning soundtrack.
Good morning. The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLC.
Anytime you want to text or call, 702-739-9636. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It is 6:35. Carla, you had mentioned how Van Halen music has increased in sales to over 6,000%.
Yeah.
If you didn't buy Van Halen yesterday, you were like the only one.
I know. I have most of their stuff, like I said, but there were a couple of them I had to add.
Mm-hmm.
So I helped.
Here's one of the songs that you had mentioned.
I love this song.
This is an unplugged performance of the song Beautiful Girls. This is actually from 2012 and was a bonus DVD, part of the DVD that they put out, and the album A Different Kind of Truth.
Mm-hmm.
This is Eddie with David Lee Roth, Alex Van Halen on Conga, and Eddie's son Wolfgang. I like this. I wish more rock bands would do this.
Yeah, it's cool. It kicks in a little like halfway through.
Check this out. Don't you love that?
That's just cool. That is just cool.
So this was from a bonus DVD, part of the album A Different Kind of Truth. So, and again, from 2012. If you're a Van Halen fan of any kind, any level, you probably already have this, but I thought we'd share it with you. I think that's very cool.
Love it.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it looks like virtual first dates are going to stick around for a while. A lot of people are saying they like them. They say that you can, first of all, you save time, you save money. You can also have a really great conversation while actually still looking at someone. So about a quarter of the people out there say, going to stick with these after the pandemic. This is great. What a good way to do it. You used to text, you'd call. Now you can actually see someone.
Right.
I wish we had had this back in the day.
Yeah.
And,
you know?
and then if it's not going well, from your perspective, done.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I think we lost our connection.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened.
I wish
there.
We had,
having my internet work.
Going on a date where you just have to put something up on the top.
Pants. Right? Can still have dinner. I'm eating. You're eating. Here's a candle. There we go. sexy, romantic. Yeah. I like
it. Can I get a kiss goodnight?
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect.
Morty, you'll be happy to know over 70,000 people now have signed the petition to save Taco Bell's Mexican pizza.
That's it?
That's it. That, I mean, you know, they needed a certain amount, and they would take a look. So we'll see. The chain is, they're planning as of now to remove it on November 5th. Get rid of it. But fans love it, and they want it to stay. So I think that it'll end up staying. That's my opinion.
Hope so. I think this is such a great marketing ploy.
I think it will.
Yeah, it is.
Well, yeah.
I went and actually got one the other day.
I talked to somebody who I know that actually like is a DM for them and said it has to do with like the way they make them, and so it's kind of like why McDonald's didn't have breakfast all day long, because you got to do things a certain way and this and that. But it's like, well, it's just. Seems like everything else on your
the It's menu more difficult than we realize,
it's
I
just
guess.
Flat.
To make a McMuffin.
Yeah. And research found, this is interesting, that men with deep, sexy voices might be more likely to cheat on you. Ladies.
No.
No. Yeah. No, they're not. Possibly.
Like a girl in the morning.
They think because they have more testosterone, and previous studies have found that links between testosterone and cheating, they are there. They are definitely there. Well. So, you know, you got to get rid of that. So,
yeah,
you know,
one bad apple,
not
and look what happens.
Yes, yeah, one bad apple. Yes, on both sides. Just the one. Yes,
just
you're
the
right.
One.
You're right. All in the beginning. That was it. Darn it, it was my testosterone. That's
it.
What it was.
Damn testosterone.
I had pasta the night before, and the testosterone got to me. Oh, man, it is Thursday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carly, in things we think you should know, you had mentioned how people are really digging the Zoom dating thing.
Yes, yes, they are.
Well, on the flip side,
oh jeez,
I don't know how bad your latest breakup was, but
oh my gosh, I saw this, then I had to watch the video. So this guy gets mad; his girlfriend cheats on him, and they had just bought new flooring, new hardwood flooring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he got a jackhammer and said, you know what? I'm taking my flooring and bye-bye to you. Literally took a jackhammer. He documented it on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, when your girlfriend cheats, but you paid for her floor.
You go in with a jackhammer.
Oh, and I mean, he's just ripping the flooring up. Of course, it's now his ex. And she, of course, said, what is this I came home to? Like, the whole floor was gone. Like, are you serious? That was so childish of you. Like, so petty. Like, I'm reading the direct transcript, by the way. Like, what's the reason? You know, you're so childish. No wonder I cheated on you. I needed a man. Oh, guess what's happening to the bed now, honey? Huh?
I don't think there's anything more manly than a guy with a jackhammer.
She needs more than a man. She needs a floor now.
Oh, and she goes on to say, maybe you didn't turn into a man because your dad wasn't even in your life because he didn't even want you. Oh, I'm sorry, and I'm a girl. I'd take a jackhammer to the whole house after that.
Yeah, you don't go that.
Man.
That's just mean. Him.
Yeah.
Taking the jackhammer to the floor.
That makes me mad.
Yeah. If you've got the TikTok, you've got to see the video, though. He's just very professionally just working that jackhammer around the flooring. I'm just wondering, listen, we don't need names. We don't need any names. You remain anonymous or we'll pixelate your voice.
Yeah.
Did you do something this terrible? Even after a breakup or somebody cheated, did you do it? Did somebody do it to you? I mentioned the burning the clothes. I had a friend who burned her ex's clothes.
Just put all the clothes out on the front lawn.
And there weren't a lot, but I mean, you know, the ones that he would leave there. Yep, and that's exactly what she did, and he cheated.
How bad, he must have had a deep voice.
Yes, that's right, exactly.
So how bad did it get for you in your breakup? Or do you know of a friend that you just stood back and went, oh my God.
You didn't.
That is way too much.
Yes.
You've gone too far.
Mm-mm.
All right?
Mm.
Just short of anybody getting hurt.
Yeah. Oh,
physically.
Man.
Physically.
Yes, right.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3
KKLZ.
Carlos, so let me understand something. The guy's dating this girl. They put in new floors in her place. And he finds out she's cheating. So, upon finding out, he takes a jackhammer, goes to the house.
Yeah.
Starts taking up the floor.
Yes. Actually, I think it was in their place, but
they were living together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he said, well, I paid for the flooring, so it's mine.
Yeah.
And then she went on to be really rude.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to know, how far have you ever gone in a breakup?
I'm glad to know I'm not. I don't know if any of us are quite that way.
Mm-hmm.
But Chuck said, I saw several pictures at one time of my girlfriend at the time with my best friend, obviously.
Yeah.
She was cheating. I knew all of her passwords to her devices. I changed them all and left.
Oh, nice.
I've done that too.
Oh,
you have?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've never done that. Wow. That's just, wow.
The worst thing you can do is change a Netflix password.
Oh, yes, that is. That is. Exactly.
That will screw up their whole life.
Am I just wrong because I just move on?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know we're all pretty boring, aren't we, at this point? I don't know who this is. She said he's now a pretty prominent doctor here in town.
Oh, boy.
Once he started his own practice, he was cheating on me with everyone in his office. Well, I co-signed for the loan on his BMW convertible. I left in the middle of the night, and I took his car.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she took his roof.
So she took the car. Maybe there
took
are
the car.
Maybe there are advantages to co-signing for the loan.
Again, getting back to it, used to just be like snap the antenna.
Yeah.
Because like you said, it was only a couple of bucks to replace it. You screwed it back on.
I did that twice, actually, with my boyfriend who cheated on me. And, you know, because I knew, though, he'd only be out like $20. So
that's it.
No big deal.
But you got the point across.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Anybody else? 702-739-9636. If you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. But if you feel better just texting in, you can do it that way, too. Talking about this guy who found out his girlfriend was cheating. Said, you know what? I'm breaking up with you, and I'm taking my wood floor. I got a jackhammer, and I took it out. I took it out.
Yeah.
I paid for the floor. I'm taking the floor. We have one more text we want to read.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, two very quick ones. One of them, now this is more revenge. Somebody said, boy, the man I moved to Las Vegas for had a really beautiful head of hair, and he found out he was cheating on me. And I put Nair in his shampoo bottle.
My
that was the best
God.
Way I knew.
You know, at some point, you got to draw the line.
You do. Another one. And
at least it was only in the shampoo.
Yes. Yes, right? another one. And this, but I won't say the name because it's somebody who texts us a lot, but said, similar to the changing the passwords, I found out that he cheated on me. Boy, this happens a lot with one of my best friends.
Yeah.
He had gone on a business trip, and before he got home, I changed all the locks on the house and put all of his stuff on the front lawn, you know, because I still wanted him to have his stuff.
Yeah. That's always a good one, too.
Changing the locks?
Yeah. Harmless, really.
It is. It actually is. And she gave him his stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Can't
all
dish.
Good.
Yeah, all good.
Wow.
Okay. Nothing's on fire. Journey. Yeah. Don't stop believing.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We are always here. Text or call 702-739-9636. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 8:09. It is Thursday morning. Looking forward to the weekend. By the way, wanted to make mention that we have dinner and a movie to give away a little bit later on this hour. Now, it's the Stevie Nicks 24 Karat, the concert.
Yes.
And the gift card, $50 gift card, Market Grill Cafe in the Republic of Summerlin. So, if you want to go online and register to win, you can do that. There's a second chance to win. Do that now, but at about 8:40, we'll do that. Dinner and a movie. And being Thursday, we haven't done it in a while.
I know. Let's do a thespian opera theater.
Oh, we're back to that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Haven't done it in
Why
a while.
Why not?
I love it. All right.
So get those. Blah, 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 blah. Get those
la,
pipes.
La, la, la,
there
la.
You go. Take a sip of whatever you're drinking over there.
Thank you. Sunshine today. Going to be nice. High in the low 90s. Mid to upper 80s. I know, Carla, you're headed out to the lake. I love this about you, that you love going out there.
I do, and I didn't get to go this year. We're gonna go tomorrow for a little bit in the afternoon. I just didn't get to go.
Now, is this a girls' weekend with Chris?
No. It's
captain?
Just a couple people, Angie, okay. and it's just a couple of people.
Oh, very private.
Yeah,
then, so.
Yes, okay. Yes. Well, no, it's just, no, it was last minute, kind of, sort of, but it was like, I think tomorrow's going to be, I mean, listen, it's still going to be nice.
Yeah.
But the last kind of warm day.
Hot, I would agree.
Hot day, and then we're going into to cooler, but still warm.
Yeah.
When I'm talking to my relatives in Detroit and people on the East Coast who are like, it's 45 degrees today. Oh, all right.
Yeah, well, I have a scarf and a sweater on. It's 72.
You know what bugs me? And I like to open my windows, as we all do at some point. It's cooler at night, but with your windows open, like nothing
comes
in. It's just still.
Yeah.
It's still not cool. It's just a little cooler. So we're at that point now. It's like, just come on.
And you hear stuff, too, so.
Yeah, yes, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
66 now, going to be a nice day. Let's do it. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, CableTV.com, that is the website. You might like this, Morty. They want to pay someone $1,000 to watch horror movies for 24 hours straight.
So they want to pay me to do something I already do?
Yes, that's what I thought of you. And the best part is, like, whoever does it, if it's you, whoever it is, you get to pick the movies.
Oh.
You get to pick the movies.
I've
anything
already got
goes,
them picked out.
See? As long as it's horror movies. Oh, yeah. Oh, see. Is that, what is it? What is that one? Is that Nightmare? Is that, I don't like it. I don't like that.
Or you don't know which one this is?
Is it Nightmare on Elm Street, or is it Hockey Mask, or?
Yeah.
Hockey Mask.
Friday the 13th.
No. You were right, Carla.
Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. So maybe you're not the person for this job.
What?
You couldn't even name the theme song to Nightmare on Elm Street?
Not off this.
Not off the theme. I'm just saying. Carla, maybe you might be the one. No, it's more like cha-cha-cha.
Yes, there you go.
It's not ooh, tookie-tookie. What are you, back to Power 97?
I'm gonna go hide by the knives.
And then she kick in.
Oh, here it is. It was a beautiful weekend on the houseboat at Lake Mead.
Yes. Go into the basement. Go into the basement.
All right.
You don't need a light. Go in. And it's been that kind of year for movies. So listen to this. Films that screen at drive-ins will now be eligible for the Oscars as long as they've shown once a day. Because there has been nothing really released in theaters. Mm-hmm. So even if they've been shown at drive-ins, which is where people went to see movies the past several months.
Right.
They can be up for Oscar consideration. I'm just saying.
That seems so chintzy.
Oh, Porky's, you know? 14. Jeez.
Makes you wonder, are they going to count the ones that go straight to streaming, too?
They are.
I heard Wonder Woman just got, they announced that it's going to go straight
cool.
to streaming.
That's cool. The thing is, remember, was it Spielberg? Who came out? No, it wasn't. I can't remember who it was, but said, you know, those movies shouldn't be considered. You know,
well, I think it was.
Yeah, it might have been Spielberg, but now that's what there is.
Hey, and everybody has to change
to
with
future.
The times.
Yep, that's going to be the future. And best story ever, Betty White. She's 98 years old. She says, yeah, you know, I prefer dating older men. She said, at this moment in time, it seems somewhat, you know, cool for women to pair up with younger men. She said, I just all my life, even, you know, when I was a teenager and in my 20s, I preferred older men. Now, unfortunately, today, I don't think there's anyone older than I am left.
No.
So.
Yeah.
God. Oh, God love you, Betty White. I know, right? God love you. But if there are any older guys out there, and you know what? 98-year-old Betty White, she's available if you're 100. That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
You know, in our feel-good stories, where we wrap up the show with a feel-good story, it's always a lot of them are about kids doing some great stuff.
Right.
But There's always, like we'd say, a bad apple or
yes,
a bad
there
couple
is.
Of apples.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So a couple of kids going door to door in California claiming they were collecting money for a local high school football team. Well, it was all going well until they went to the wrong house. Listen to this.
Me and my partner, Aiden, we're fundraising for Covina High School football. And we're working really hard, sir.
Yeah, actually, that's funny you bring that up because I know for a fact that you guys don't go to Covina because I teach there.
Huh?
First of all, if you have kids, you know that is the reaction you get from a kid when you've caught them. When they've been busted.
Huh?
When you say something and their answer is,
huh?
That means they're already taking time to calculate their next answer.
I'd have run at this point.
Well, they didn't.
Oh, jeez.
So here's the guy still talking.
I know for a fact you're not working with Covina High School.
But I play running back position, sir.
I'm a football coach there at Covina.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
What are the chances? Not only do I teach there, I play football there.
I'm running back.
I'm the football coach.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So in the end, they did run.
Oh, really?
They got caught.
Good.
But they ran, but they got... Evidently, he wasn't that great of a running back. He couldn't run that fast because they caught him.
Yeah, dude, come on. I had some kids approach me the other day. No, don't. For high school, it'll send me on a trip. And I said to him, and I would normally not do that, I said, where are you going right now?
Huh?
I said, where are you going right now, dude? Huh? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Too funny.
Thank you, though. I don't need any candy from you.
A lot of parents can relate to that. It's dinner and a movie. Your chance to win coming up in about 6-7 minutes from now.
What's going on here?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All week long, we've been doing dinner and a movie. Stevie Nicks, 24 Karat Gold, the concert, and that $50 gift card, Market Grill Cafe in Summerlin.
Yep.
And being Thursday... It's another segment of Thespian Opera Theater.
There's a garden, and what a garden, only happy faces bloom there.
And there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there.
Oh, there's music, and there's dancing, and a lot of sweet romancing.
When they play the polka, they'll all get in the swing.
All right.
Keep in mind.
Keep in mind.
It is National Pierogi Day.
Okay.
So, I mean, what do you listen to when you eat pierogies? Come on.
And I'll give you another one. We don't play this song.
No, we do not play this song. I don't.
Maybe on the morning show during a, you know,
I was going to say, if you guess it, you'll hear it. But, no, we do not.
I have no idea how anybody's going to get this, but...
Well, it's called Google.
Okay. Here it is one more time.
There's a garden, and what a garden, only happy faces bloom there.
And there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there.
Oh, there's music, and there's dancing, and a lot of sweet romancing.
When they play the polka, they'll all get in the swing.
All right. Well, if you can actually identify that song by its title from those lyrics.
Hey, I know it.
Do you really?
Thank you.
I'm from Pennsylvania. Hello.
Exactly, John. Yes. Yes.
Forgot about that. It's almost
next
like a national anthem.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Next time we're going to do a little Pennsylvania Dutch for you. Love it.
Doubt it, but we might.
Yes.
All right. Ninth caller, if you can identify that song by title from those lyrics. Dinner and a movie, it's all yours. 702-739-9636. Keep in mind, we got to get through news and weather, but we'll find that winner next. You have a chance to win dinner and a movie with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
There's a garden, and what a garden, only happy faces bloom there.
And there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there.
Oh, there's music, and there's dancing, and a lot of sweet romancing.
When they play the polka, they'll all get in the swing.
All right, so if you can identify that song by title from those lyrics, and how you're going to do that, I have no idea. But Candy's on the phone. Candy, can you do it?
The Beer Barrel Polka by the Andrew Sisters.
Oh, you're so good. And God only knows. Who else? Frankie Yankovic.
Yes.
Bobby Vinton.
Right.
Yeah.
The list, they all did it.
They sure did.
Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
My grandma listened to that song all the time.
I had somebody guess it and say, is this what it is? I said, yeah. She said, I really don't know the song. I said, it is a standard in the polka world.
Right.
Hello? Yes.
I'll be honest, Candy, we didn't even know they had lyrics.
I only did because of the Andrews sisters. My dad used to joke and say, and somebody put lyrics to this polka.
So they could sing it.
Yes, that's right.
Candy, you're a winner. Dinner and a movie. Stevie Nicks, 24 karat gold, the concert, plus that $50 gift card, Market Grill Cafe, Summerlin. It's all from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And Candy, thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
You guys are the best. Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Here's a weird story. An arsonist in Missouri was caught earlier in the week. When he went back to the scene of the crime, he actually hopped on a fire truck. Police were able to connect him to the fire, and he's been busted. Police aren't sure if he was trying to steal the truck or just wanted to check it out.
Okay. Well, all right.
But they looked at him. He seemed suspicious. And they said, you know what? We think you started the fire.
Okay. Kind of like Backdraft.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. That's right.
So like.
Yes.
So like.
Yep.
This is weird, too. A 15-year-old kid in England who has only ever eaten sausages for his whole life.
Morty.
Has finally been cured. With hypnosis.
Oh, wow. Okay. How old?
15.
Okay. That's such
I just like
boy.
Sausages.
Yeah.
That's all
boy.
I eat.
I don't want all I eat. Okay.
See what you did there?
Yeah.
Cured.
Yeah.
See? Cured. My Bam. Humor is so subliminal.
You didn't even know. You didn't even...
I didn't even realize it, but thank you for noticing.
Oh, man. Well, a guy, speaking of flies, a guy from... The UK.
I get it.
Had a fly trapped in his eye for several hours.
Oh, so the other one isn't that bad?
No. And you know what? It's like, gosh, I got something in my eye. He thought he had an eyelash in his eye. He just couldn't get it out of there. He was biking home from work and, you know, something happened. So he went to the doctors. They said, dude, you have a fly under your eyelid. Yeah, he's okay. They removed it. He's going to be all right. Has to be on antibiotics for a little while, so be careful. Luckily, I wear glasses. I've never had that happen.
I know. Wonder what the fly buddies asked. Hey, where you been?
I know.
I got trapped.
I know. I'm
under an eyelid.
Fly.
I thought it was one of those plants that just opened and closed, but
yes,
it just closed.
I know. All of a sudden, I'm on stage. The curtain's going up. It's going down. I can't keep up. Jesus. Listen to this, though. Good news in New York. A swingers club. I think I mentioned them a while back. They say they, have worked out all the kinks. No pun intended.
Okay, now we're all doing it.
Yes, I know. They're ready to open. They said now it's called Labyrinth, and it's a high-scale swingers club. They said they're only going to operate at 50% capacity, of course. They got temperature checks at the door. Constantly cleaning. They've got bathrooms and showers on every floor. And they say tons of play space. Now... There is hand sanitizer, masks, gloves for anyone who needs them. And they say they do highly recommend social distancing whenever possible.
That has to be like the hottest swingers club
it's
ever.
Swingers club.
I expect David Bowie to come out. Welcome to Labyrinth.
Yes, exactly.
With his little glass ball.
Oh, my gosh. I can't say what they're doing Tuesday nights, but yes.
Hold on.
Exactly.
Time's up.
Exactly. But they say definitely come prance around in nothing or less. So... It's called Labyrinth. They do have cocktails, and they're ready to go. Just keep away from each other at the Swingers Club, okay? I know. I know, but they reopened, and by golly.
Isn't that the bottom line? Isn't that the good news?
There are a lot of people just standing outside, yeah. just kind of just rubbing their chin.
They got the spots marked on the floor.
Yeah, I know.
You stand in that corner, you
exactly.
stand in that corner.
Yeah, just stay behind the curtain. That's all, the shower curtain. Just stay there. That's all. Well, good luck to Labyrinth. You know what? It is indeed Thursday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We do it at the end of every show. Some good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. You know, Mike, you asked me a couple weeks ago, it was our after show podcast, if I would want to go to space.
Mm-hmm.
I may have changed my mind, by the way.
Wow.
Well,
I'm shocked.
It's a big deal, of course. Astronauts train in a big way to do this. Well, Boeing astronaut Chris Ferguson... He decided, yeah, I'm not going to go to space next year. He was part of the crew for the International Space Station. He's not available. He said, I'm not going to do it because his daughter's getting married next year.
Oh.
And he said, you know what? It's kind of like I'm an astronaut, you know, may have a chance to do that again, but my daughter, you know, is getting married.
Right.
And I want to be there. So he said, it's her big moment. Not going anywhere right now. Just not going to go into space next year. Hopefully that'll come up again, because this won't.
So. That's a great dad.
It is. It's a really nice dad. I thought that was a really sweet story, because, I mean, you know, going to space.
That's one of my proudest moments, I think, in my life is walking my daughter Kelly down the aisle. And I told her before we walked out, I said, I've been waiting for this moment my whole life.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
Nicole,
sure.
You know, it'll be the same thing.
Right.
It's just such a proud moment as a father.
Yeah.
To walk your daughter down the aisle.
And I know a couple of guys who have said that, you know, now a few times with their daughters. It still was good. The second time was good, too. I'm telling you, right now, it was good.
That's a great story. I love that. As a father, I love that story.
I know. It's really sweet. Good for him.
Did enjoy signing the bill for the wedding, but nonetheless. All right. Well, if you have a feel good.
This is just half.
Really? Do you have to drink that much?
Okay, yeah.
There's chicken, you know. If you have a feel good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Or if there's a local story you know about, dial us up. Email us.
Do.
It doesn't matter. 702-739-9636. All right. Kicking off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon next. Sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. Recapping the show. Eddie Unplugged. Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, that was cool.
From 2012. I'm sure a lot of Van Halen fans know about it, have heard it, but it has resurfaced. Van Halen music sold 6,000% increase yesterday.
Wow.
Upon learning the death of Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
And, all right. How far have you gone during a breakup to get back at your ex? Maybe not a jackhammer and taking up the wood floor.
Oh, man.
And then taking the wood. But, you know, some people feel they have to do what they have to do.
Darn right. It's just pieces.
Mm-hmm. Like my heart.
Keeping them.
And if you're going to go door to door collecting, it makes, you know, you never know who's going to answer the door.
No.
So you better have your story straight. All right. That about does it for us. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow.
Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.